Blog Talk Radio.
Down on all mankind.
Yes. We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High, indeed, for every ear that he brings near. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. I'm looking at the time now. Let's see. What? I believe pretty much across the country it's still Mr. Shabbat. And again, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, I'm very thankful. Yes, indeed, as the Most High, I am utmost thankful for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. Yes, we've been a lot of pocket for the last couple of days. A lot of things dealing with. I thank the Most High for the power to overcome. But we're back again, and I have some very pertinent word that I know must be spoken. For the Most High told me that yes, indeed, I have to do for him some very important things. Very important things that I must do for him. He told me because of what I must do. Yes, he told me because of what I must do. He told me that I should have accrued some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me that, yes, indeed, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me. That I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth, a magnificent truth, very precious truth. The scriptures tell us again and again that if we look to the leaders to tell us, we will never find it. What did I say? I said, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth. And the scriptures tell us that if we look to the rulers to tell it, you may never find it. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because the truth of the matter is that all prophecy tells us in advance that Messiah must come to declare, in fact, the hidden things. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the hidden things of the scripture. True to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And we must consider what this means. It means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never declared a covenant against his covenant. He never licensed anybody's partial nor anybody's perverse or polluted standard against his own. He never said that men confessing his name according to their own designs could be anything else but man counted guilty. Did you hear me? Exodus 20 and 7, third command. You shall not take the name of the Most High in vain. You shall not associate his name with any partial or polluted, therefore vain, useless standard. A multitude of useless standards, my brothers and sisters, are partial standards that can never appease or please. What will bring forth peace cannot possibly be a covenant. A multitude of diverse standards, my brothers and sisters, in which there is no agreement, That's not oneness with the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all such multitudinal divisions and separations such as this are by definition damnations. By definitions, my brothers and sisters, damnable curses. Separation from Yah. Salvation, by very definition, is a matter of finding oneness with the Creator. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, send Messiah, give his life, that men receive the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that men maintain a multitude of contentions. By no means did he give his Spirit that men discern what their rulers had hid. That would be the only resource men have for understanding is a diverse, contentious, self-righteous, and oftentimes selfishly ambitious designs of men. It's the reason why the scriptures tell us faith, true faith, comes by hearing a word from Yah. We talk oftentimes on this show. And like I said, think about this again. So the scripture says that being certified faithful unto Yah does not come after a multitude of standards of men. We must hear from the Most High himself. We oftentimes talk on this show about Romans 9:26. Romans 9:26, in the context of understanding the 8th chapter, saying that the Spirit of Yah is given, that the righteousness, the fullness of what Yah has declared, might be made complete, fulfilled, perfected in us. Scripture talks about what they call the law of spirit and life versus the law of sin and death. But brothers and sisters, by very definition, salvation has to do with finding the truth that transcends all the divisive, miscreant standards of men. So what law is it, my brothers and sisters, is it that men must overcome? It must be the law of sin. Sin, word for sin, is separation. Word for sin, my brothers and sisters, relates then that which is accursed, separated, not true to all the Most High declared. Lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, rather than lawfulness. Talk about the law of spirit under life. Life, my brothers and sisters, true, eternal life, has in it no contradictions. It's an invariant light of truth unto peace. It is obvious, therefore, if we will be wise, to discern that Messiah did not give his life that men maintain a multitude of differing standards. He did not give his life, my brothers and sisters. The men maintain in their hearts a love or lusty desire for any of the corruptions of this world. I was listening to something that somebody was saying, video just a little while ago. And it was a video of some corner preachers, if you will. And someone said a word in the midst of it, saying, for instance, that the Most High does not hate the homosexual. He hates homosexuality. Then the retort went on, saying that if you forgive, if you ask forgiveness of your sins, you'll be forgiven. Well, my brothers and sisters, by no means does that mean that the Most High is going to take the thoughts and the essence of what is homosexuality into his kingdom. By no means. Messiah said one time, in fact, at the state, he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." That does not mean that you leave the people continuing their sins and discerning what they do, that what they do is sinful. Men must ask for the power to turn from their sins. You ask the Most High for the gift of His Holy Spirit. You're asking for the conviction, power, the discretion from the Most High to turn away from that which is evil, turn away from that which denies covenant with the Most High. It denies man an opportunity to be a righteous example of love before his brethren. Most High, some say Most High does not hate the liar. I want you to think about this man. But that he hates the lie. It does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that a liar is going to enter into his kingdom. It means that man must learn the truth. He must learn how not to lie. If he is going to be true in his allegiance to one Most High who is truth. My brothers and sisters, by no means has the scripture ever said that the Most High made a covenant to that which is against his covenant. And his covenant, my brothers and sisters, is truth. Much to say concerning all this. I'd like to look at the few things that I wrote in the intro to this show, because there's so much that needs to be said. We missed a few things over the past few days. But my brothers and sisters, there's much truth to be considered. Many perceptions that need to be laid straight in the hearts. Just a couple of days ago, driving down the highway, saw a billboard. And on the billboard, it just simply asked the question, "How should you become a Christian?" It asked on this billboard. Well, you who listen to this show on a regular basis, we've talked often about why it is that Rome sought to turn men away from. In fact, let's just say Rome sought to blind men against discerning what truly those of the early church call themselves. And it wasn't Christians. But for right now, let's just look at this idea. They asked, how on this bumper sticker? It said on the bumper, how do you become a Christian? It says, confess, they said, on the bumper sticker. Yes, you know and I know. Many of you listen to this show that the Messiah was never called by the name of Jesus during his lifetime. And he was certainly not insulted to be called after Western polytheism, a Christ. Certainly not after all the diverse spirits of all the various pagan false deities that Rome upheld, and certainly not to preserve all the variant ideologies, religiosities among multiple differing nations. How else shall men one Most High, my brothers and sisters, if men were to say the Most High sanctions all the differences that institutions like the papacy were willing to give crowns, differing standards of men, all saying they function after the same Holy Spirit, need to think again. But again, on the billboard, said, how do you become a Christian? He said, confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and you shall be saved. Wow. First off, my brothers and sisters, that word they put down there, Lord, has very powerful connotations. connotations that they, in English, have oftentimes blinded men not to see. That word, the Lord there, first of its meanings, has to do with one who is a master, one who is complete, one who is considerate of all things, aware of all things, having, if you will, supreme authority. Wow. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, in this context, when the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 11, it says, in the name of, they put down the word Lord again, it said we must all speak the same thing. No divisions. One understanding. Only way that can be, my brothers and sisters, is after a pure and perfect word. Because a pure and perfect word offers one choice. A pure and perfect word declares, my brothers and sisters, what it is to be true to him who does not deny himself. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of changing. In other words, he does not deny himself. Think about what this means then. You say confess, they put down Jesus Christ as Lord. This Jesus Christos, as they said in the Latin, was, notice I said Jesus Christos, created after the designs of Rome, not true to the Yeshua, what the early church knew, was a supposition created, an irreverent supposition created by Rome to preserve all the differences of men among the various nations that were counted as rulers. Scripture says, frankly, that when Messiah comes, according to Isaiah 41, Malachi 3, Zechariah 13, Zechariah 10, the Messiah will reprove all the variant standards of men. Are you prepared, my brothers and sisters, for one who reproves all the variant standards of men? Or did you look for someone who would approve a multitude of variant, even deviant standards? Like I said, they asked the question, how do you become a Christian? Confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and you shall be saved. I have a question to ask. Whose authority do men trust after a multitude of different denominations? Whose authority do men trust that they be made before Yah complete? Whose authority, what title, do men say is sufficient to make men complete, pure, true, discipline, beyond every lawless fallen, lack of vision, a lack of knowledge. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, people stay after this so-called religious freedom in the world, that they can lie on the Most High any way they want. It must be lies because it can't be all truth that a multitude of differing institutions declare. Men say that Messiah came, Yeshua came, that men might not need to be, as they say, delivered from the lie. Because they say any one of these variant denominations that don't agree, they say that somehow they are all viable. Because they confess the name. What about if you confess the name but not the authority, not the title? Not the word fully, nor fully the ways. whose authority is it? Now, whose authority is it that men would turn away from the knowledge of the truth, the fullness of the truth? But whose authority is it, my brothers and sisters, and men trust in doctrines wherein there's no place clean? By whose authority, my brothers and sisters, do men deny certain various truths? Do they dare say that it's by the grace and the gift of the Most High? Every man walks according to what comforts his own thinking, his own designs? I can only say this, my brothers and sisters. Many differing standards disagree. It's not a covenant with Yah, nor is it by Yah, nor is it a work of His Holy Spirit. The Most High told me directly that I could believe that a multitude of differing, contentious contradictions were a work of His Spirit. He told me I could not be a disciple unto Him. The Holy Spirit declares one way. Declares one concept of what is indeed for Yah righteousness. There's no multitude of eternal righteousness, says my brothers and sisters. Righteousness, by very definition, is a love for all that the Most High Himself has decreed, no less. Did you hear me? No less. Righteousness is a matter of having a love and even seeking to prepare yourself. We found true, fully furnished unto all good works, unto all the Most High Himself has from the beginning envisioned. Scripture says the word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the purpose of Yah, the plan of the Most High, is from the very beginning. Meaning that we all must ultimately prepare, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, unto the same goal. One way it's translated in the King James Version, for instance, it says the works of Yah. How about what is the fully furnished ideal before the Most High? Was established from the very foundation of the world, from the very beginning. So my brothers and sisters, men say that another ideal, or another standard, is still viable, pleasing unto the Most High, that all these people may agree. Time to think again, my brothers and sisters. Time to think again. Like I said, many standards disagree. It is not a covenant by Yah. 45,000 denominations call on the name, they say Jesus. We know that the name Yeshua means Yah is salvation. It means that Yah will save and deliver men from their sins. Those of you know the truth know this name, Isus. Was related idea somehow what? That Zeus, Isis, and his the spirit of Zeus and Isis is your deliverance? It's time to think again. Like I said, all lacking and impure after a multitude of other contentious authorities is only a snare under which men under false oaths, not true to the name of the Most High, whose very name declares that He is all He is. My brothers and sisters, that's only a multitude of damning curses from generation to generation. There's something I wanted to read to you in Isaiah 59. Makes this clear. Because I would pray that men would understand none grows unto perfection. None grows unto what is perfect before Yah, denying a perfect standard due to the allegiance that they may have to any other. Men must come to understand. What did the prophets say? Must be the mutual expectation of every man. What is the mutual obligation? That is the expectation. It must be the faith of every man. That men be found faithful. To be found free. They have opportunity to be restored under covenant. That this vicious cycle, curses and damnation, may come to an end. We need to talk about those things, my brothers and sisters. Let me read to you something in Isaiah 59. I'd like to go to the 8th verse. And let us look clearly, ask the Most High allow us to see, thank the Most High for His Spirit, capacity to see what these words are seeking to relate. For there were words, there was thought, there was vision. We pray the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the capacity to see that vision. That's the capacity to see. The Most High, by these words, is seeking to convey it was in his mind. That is the blessing we must ask for. That we all see all these things truly eye to eye. That Yah be the one who is praised. It says at Isaiah 59:8, the way of peace. The one way that the Most High has declared that it's peace with him. How about because of a multitude of differing standards? Mockeries, misrepresentations, idolatries, false authority, false oaths, false institutionalities. So the way of peace, the way of peace even means complete. The way that is complete, the way that is pure, the way that is righteous, the way that is whole, the way that is certifiably faithful and steadfast unto the Most High without variation, the way of peace, the way that transcends all offense against Yah, the way that is true to him, the way that is one, the way of peace, they know not. It says there's no judgment, no justice. The Most High told me there's only one law that is just, and it is his. One law that is true unto him, and it is according to all that is his will as creator. He did not create, my brothers and sisters, any covenant, nor any man, that men should be turned aside. He did not create man that men be turned aside from him. But that my brothers and sisters, men become a praise true to him. Man is therefore as a habitation of his spirit. My brothers and sisters would not seek to use the illusion of authority. That they declare false ideals and falsehood. Blind and confusing men. That they dishonor the name, the title, the authority, the testimony of the one Most High. It says they have made them, how about they have made for themselves crooked paths. Whoever goeth therein shall not know peace, shall not know peace. Say the way of peace they know not. They made for themselves crooked paths. Scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. How about saying, my brother says, many are the paths that lead to destruction. One is the path that leads to life, but Yah is one. No separations or divisions, no damnations, no curses in his pure and perfect word, whereby all are true to his testimony. He says, therefore, since men have made for themselves paths, made for themselves crooked, perverse paths, how about passing them down from generation to generation? They made for themselves crooked paths. Whoever from generation to generation goes therein shall not know peace. Wow. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Do you have men confessing a title that they believe is authority, lordship, what is worthy to be called faithful unto Yah after a multitude of different standards? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, if everybody's confessing the same name, preserving the same contentions, multitude of divisions, it's only passing down curses, separations, damnations. Hey, preserving everything that defies the hope of agreement and peace from generation to generation. And in this society, they call that religious freedom. My brothers and sisters, men really need to ask the question, what is it that will bring this vicious cycle of damnation to an end. It says, therefore, judgment, justice far from us. Oh, hard to find. Neither does justice overtake us. It all about it doesn't convert us. Because men hold on to unjust, less than righteous, complete standards. So therefore, men wait for light. It's always being blocked. But we hold obscurity. Look for brightness. Walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like a child. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Oh, I could tell you something about that one. Men say every obtuse standard is unto life, eternal life, as if to say every obtuse standard shall endure forever, as if confusion is to be recognized as a way of salvation. Hey, it says we all roar like bears, and we mourn. We're proud of this. Hey, even come proud of these differences, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, justice. But there is none. For salvation, Scripture said, but it's far from us. All these separations, look for salvation. Indiscriminate differences, not discerning how to get past them all. Man in bondage, my brothers and sisters, imperfect standards. Loving imperfect standards does not help man to see beyond his imperfections. Not help man see beyond his lies. Not help man to see beyond his uncleanness. And it is injustice. Look for salvation, but it's far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before the Most High. And our sins, the multitude of differences, separations, are damnation. Dividing men. Dividing conquer tactics against the Most High. They testify against us. The very fact that they exist. For our transgressions. Oh, heaven help us. Help us to see, Father. For our transgression, the multitude of our differences. Different beliefs are with us, are among us. Habitation in the midst of deceit, filled with deceit. It is for our iniquities, inequities. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, inequities, injustices, all men have known. Whenever it is on earth, my brothers and sisters, that men are subject to any authority less than the fullness of what the Most High himself would declare, it is tribulation, it is trouble, it is unrest, it is not peace. It's not one with the oneness with Yah, my brothers and sisters. If a whole world is blind to a very particular gamut of truth, a whole world, my brothers and sisters, is separated from the Most High. It's the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, that must be sought for. And if men have not known what to expect, to look for, toward that ultimate redemption unto what is pure and perfect, and my brothers and sisters, men seeking salvation after another standard have not found it. Scripture says Messiah must come therefore for what? In Acts 3:18 to 23. For the refreshing, the remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, that consummate testimony, should be cut off from among the people. Say, how do you prepare for the days when your sins, your transgressions, your allegiances to a multitude of perverse standards should be blotted out? All these scriptures also, my brothers and sisters, say you should be diligent. Second Kepha, Second Peter, talks about being diligent unto seeking knowledge that when the opportunity comes, yes, my brothers and sisters, ultimately when the opportunity comes, you'll be given free entrance unto the kingdom of the Most High. Scripture talking about being diligent, my brothers and sisters, for knowledge, that you may not be deceived by false prophets who declare fallen testimony. It said ultimately in many texts until the one called the morning star has become a reality in your hearts. And my brother says, by that it means, and say, I would give them the morning star. Like you find, what is wrong, Revelation 22, 29? It means you'd be given the invariant light to cast out all the darkness, that you be no more deceived. It's the same thing, my brother says, putting upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, that you'd be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. My brother says, with that invariant light, that pure and perfect testimony is not given to an inattentive, hear me, is not given to an inattentive, less than diligent audience. That fruition, my brothers and sisters, is not given to those who, receiving the knowledge of the truth, would turn back or refuse to cry aloud. It's not given to those, my brothers and sisters, who, let's just say, would spare the word, therefore denying the word, as if, and though you found the greater truth, you act among men as if nothing is missing. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to discern the reality. How shall men expect to all see? As one, Scripture talks about the re-revelation in the latter days of the gospel, the word that exceeds all the kingdoms of the earth. The word, my brothers and sisters, that was to go forth to conform all the nations to the will of one but the nations. The very fact that there are a multitude of divisions among us make it fairly obvious for those who are willing to consider reason that what is by and large been taught among the nations has not been the gospel, has not been that word of pure and perfect truth at all. It's been just men's imperfect standards. They're willing to be comforted therein. And not even having the respect so often for the Most High to know they should expect much more. So men willing to say that what they have already attained, just so sure among themselves that what they've already attained is sufficient, haven't always given consideration to such scriptures as what the Apostle Shaul said when he said, if any man consider himself wise after what, the differences, the partialities that are in this world, the impurities that seem wise to men in this world, he said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. He said, let not men consider those who would be called, if you will, pastors. Let them not be considered as lords, masters, hey, those who declare all that you should expect in your faith. You got a multitude of different standards. Where is faith, my brothers and sisters? All you have is doubt and debate and contentions. And men oftentimes willing to become extremely zealous and argumentative, one against another, for standards that at the end of the day, there is no, even if one were to win an argument against another, as men say, the end result is they both still lose because no one among them in their partialities has found the victory. The victory, my brothers and sisters, is finding the truth the whole world has chosen to deny. Find the truth, the scripture says, the Holy Spirit is given for. See, for our transgressions are multiplied before us, should be that we should see them. So our sins testify, the multiplied differences testify against us, that we are not one with Yah. And as for our iniquities, we, like I said, that's all we know. Transgressing and lying against the Most High, hey, all these differences can't be telling the truth. Departing, how about upholding damnations? Hey, the carrying away from our Yah. Speaking, therefore, in the pride of these, what is only oppression, revolt, revolution, considering the cause of men to utter and consider from the heart words that are only at the end of the day falsehood. How shall men be free of this? He says, in judgment, what is true justice, what is salvation, then is turned away backward. Hey, some folks so diligent to uphold their own misconceits will refuse to hear anything more than what is common to their thinking, reasoning, according to their plans, ideals, and vision, preferring even that many never discern the truth, that they uphold the illusion. Justice standeth afar off. Truth is fallen in the street. and equity, what is truly justice, the exceeding truth that Yah has declared that his people must attain again, that they've long forgotten, they say it cannot even enter. There's a whole lot of truths, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you about. I walked in various churches and had private sessions with pastors. And they talk about how these certain truths that are in the Bible, they say they don't talk about those in their churches. If you talk about them in the public settings, the Bible studies, and the so-called services, they do something about getting that big, tall, 7-foot guy with the, has been sitting in the back. They get him to carry you out. Why? Because you told him to look at such scriptures like Isaiah 60 and 12. Because you told him to look at scriptures like Jeremiah 30:10-11. Said the Most High make a full end of all the nations that have scattered his people, and the nation that will not serve Israel will perish. Wow. Because you talked about things like what I call the secret city prophecies. Because you told them who the scriptures say Messiah truly is. And who he truly is not conformed to what is being taught by and large in the so-called churches today that really, according to the definition of old, are not churches. It says, yet truth faileth. Men are falling short of the truth. Truth is hid from their minds. He that would depart from this evil, or whatever it is, a blind man, whoever would seek beyond these deviations, the world seeks to make him a prey. Most I saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Like I said, the apostle Shaul said that the leaders should not be counted as lords over your faith. He said, therefore let no man consider himself so wise before the time. Don't let any man after any of the variant rulers call himself pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever, presidents, kings, consider himself so wise before the time. Till Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered, then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Read it on, my brothers and sisters, to that fourth and fifth verse of 1 Corinthians, after 4:5, 3:18-4:5. And discern what it means, my brothers and sisters, because guess what? In a competitive society like this one, everybody wants to believe that they are complete, made whole, righteous before the Most High, after the standards of the unrighteous rulers. Hey, they can't be righteous if they're differing. And they say in a multitude of contentious, differing, partial doctrines, that means there's a lot of treachery and hypocrisy going on here. A lot of misrepresentation. And dare men believe that after the doctrines are misrepresentatives, they should be called truly Yah. Most I saw that there was no intercessor. Wow, one scripture says, saw none who said restore. Most of them didn't want to hear restoration. Unless they find out what they had been lacking. And people want to be comforted where they are. Wow. Is that true unto the Most High? Or is that blasphemy against his name and authority? Most High saw that there was no man. One, there was no intercessor, no one to intercede and ask that men be made wiser. Those who would hear, that they may hear. Therefore, his arm, one he trusts, his strength, chosen ally, brought salvation to him. In other words, sought to purge the name of the Most High and the use of his name true to him. Salvation, healing, wholeness, true to his name, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and the helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance. Sounds like he doesn't like the misrepresentation. Clothing. It was clad as zeal. How about zeal for divine righteousness, all that is divine justice, as his cloak, his mantle. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. But they turn around and tell you it's not about what you do. As if to say, if you continue in your sins, you still shall find favor. I remember Romans 6 says, shall we continue in sin, that grace or favor may abound? It says, Yah forbid. Meaning that if you continue in what is evil, what is devious, you can fall short of the grace and favor of the Most High, And it is only by his grace, his favor, that he allows you the opportunity to be disciplined continually by him. Meaning that those who just won't listen can be left in blindness eternally till it's too late and never know it. So according to their deeds, according to he will repay fury to his adversaries. How about those who stand against the pure, perfect truth? Recompense to his enemies. He counts enemies whoever would stand against the revelation of that pure, perfect truth. And to the islands, to all the nations, he will repay a recompense. Because guess what? The nations have preserved themselves by denying that pure, perfect truth. He said, out of his mouth come a sharp, two-edged sword, a word of pure, perfect word. Word of Yah like a sharp, two-edged sword, discerns thoughts and intents of the heart. Pure, perfect word. They'll find out who wants that pure, perfect word. So shall they revere the name of the Most High from the west and glorify him in the rising of the sun. East to west, the enemy, when he comes in like a flood, against him, the Spirit of the Most High shall lift up a standard that will expose all this unrighteousness. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion unto them that would turn from transgression. In fact, he comes to awaken his people beyond all these transgressions. The differences would not exist were it not for transgression, were it not for sin, were not the man had separated himself from the knowledge of the truth and refused to so often to remember. He says, the Most High. He says, as for me, this is my covenant with you, says the Most High. And my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of the mouth, out of thy mouth, nor the mouth of thy children, thy seed, thy descendants, nor their descendants from henceforth even forever. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? That scripture earlier talked about, saying, men have made himself with himself crooked paths. He's made for himself a multitude of denominations, a multitude of differing belief systems, all claiming to be true to his name. But my brothers and sisters, in these differences, man has only passed down continual blindness, continual curses, continual condemnations, continual damnations, continual contentious false testimony that have not wrought peace, that have not wrought salvation, that have not wrought agreement, that have not wrought what is genuinely a covenant. And it wasn't the gospel at all. The word of the gospel is a word from on high that has not shifted, nor is it in any way disrupted, apocryphalized in any way after the thoughts of any man. Our brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us how the Most High shall bring an end to this curse. Because think about it. If man, according, in fact, it's written Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, it talks about the one the Most High said he would send to end this curse. It says man's imaginations have grown dull. His vision has grown dull. In Aramaic, it says his vision has grown dull to the point that men cannot deliver themselves. They can't see beyond all the motive of their own illusions. Cannot deliver themselves nor see that what they've trusted in all these differences has been falsehood. Scripture says the Most High will send one who proved foolish the wisdom of the wise. How about prove that the standards of being called wise have been fallen short? Foolish. Not salvation. He approves something other than salvation, what men have thought to call wise. Scripture calls him a shepherd. Said he will establish Jerusalem as a city of peace upon a firm foundation. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, it's before him the Most High will make the crooked places straight. Reveal to him the hidden things, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to hide behind the establishment of their kingdoms. My brothers and sisters, by this one, the scripture said, man would be set free. Don't know what all I'm talking about. I strongly admonish you to look at on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, hiddengospel.com. article called The Secret City Prophecies. A lot to think about there, my brothers and sisters. I promise you, none of which should be ignored. And believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, after all that orientation, I'm finally ready to get into what I had said as notes I wanted to say to you tonight. Heaven help us. May the Most High be pleased with the hearts that will hear these words. Try to move through these things rather rapidly. A lot of things I'd like to complete in the course of this one show. I pray that it will be possible, but I want you to just listen closely. I believe if the hearts are most attentive, hearts might understand. There are truths contained in Scripture that in times of old, it would have been quite apparent what was the focus of the various texts, various writings of the apostles and the prophets. And in times of old, understanding the situation, scenarios of the time, been very, very plain what was the focus of these texts. To anyone who lived amidst the conflicted environments and contentions of the times, in that day, there was known a great reverence for Yah, knowing that if we saw these differences among us, that something was desperately wrong. But my brothers and sisters, these are not those days. Men have come to be prideful, as if to believe that Yah is not one, as if there's no absolute. We need to talk about Psalm 14, about what it really says, to understand these things as well. In a society void of reference point and having learned to love many representations, learned to love lies. Hey, learned to love a lot of thought forms that are nothing else but pagan survivals. Hey, the survivals of the wicked thought forms of polytheists who refuse to accept an absolute. Amidst a status quo in which there has been no place clean, no absolute, no love for Yah then. None knowing the missing truths, oh, we need to talk about those truths. There's an article on my website, Tribulation 70-365 AD, and the articles I mentioned to you before, the promises of the Most High that he has declared, that the various nations sought to hide from all their people, brothers and sisters, those truths being missing from the mind, men consider themselves complete, after the partial mindscapes, deviant, perverse mindsets to the various rulers. Brothers and sisters, none of these prepare up here men for the kingdom of Yah. Simon Fex said, if you fall victim, anyone who seeks to deny you the knowledge of what is contained should be the expectation of all peoples. As contained in the law of the prophets, it says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Brothers and sisters, that means that the truth of the rulers hide from you, you have to find. And truly, my brothers and sisters, nobody's going to find that truth in a lack of diligence. Men don't find that truth through disobedience. Messiah said, if you love me, you would keep, preserve, maintain, defend, obey his command, the revelation of his higher conscience, understanding, let's just say, the thoughts behind the words. And he said, those who do this, he will reveal himself, or let's just say, he will make them his disciples. What about those, my brothers and sisters, who only desire to seek after their own personal self-satisfaction? All we need to talk about these things. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. If all miss certain very critical truths, and believe me, all the nations have sought to hide certain very critical truths. My brothers and sisters, how can men be made fully in all things righteous? Because I got to tell you, few have any ideas of how to come before Yah with genuine respect that is true to him. Think about it. Anytime men fill with a multitude of partial standards is worthy to come before the Most High, not asking that they learn to respect and revere his name for the fullness of all that he declares he is. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. That's not respect for Yah. In fact, do you go to the Most High and tell him I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Catholic? I'm Orthodox Jewish, I'm Muslim, I'm what? Please. before all these variant administrations of man, as how men have called it, came to be Yahweh. Yah already was. And believe me, he doesn't define himself by any of these lesser standards as after the way men have defined things in this day and time. His word is what is from the beginning. And my brothers and sisters, how many of us are prepared to recover and be thankful for the opportunity to receive that word? I'd like to read something to you quickly. It's a exegesis, transliteration, to relate the points. It's related in Psalm 14. And I'd like to relate it to you this way. Foolish men have said in their hearts, there's no holy one who is absolute. As if they said, there's no absolute. Hey, no standard that all men have to hold to. Shame. You confess the will of one and say there's no one standard that all must hold to? That is insanity. Therefore, y'all looked. Foolish men have said this. Has anybody escaped that folly? He says, therefore, y'all looked down from heaven, from above, upon the sons of men. See, if there were any who did understand, how many realize that there's a foundation? My brothers and sisters, a formative foundation that all must come to comprehend. Underneath all this trash that men have laid. See, if anyone did understand and knew they had to seek Yah, I said seek Yah himself. Beyond all these perversions, knowing that the overlay is not a work from him. Anyone who did understand, discern the underpinnings of it all, they knew to seek Yah. See, they all gone astray. Hey, they've all been led astray by, how about those who said there was no absolute, as if there was none necessary. All gone astray. There's none that does good, none righteous, none made whole. Hey, they're all subject to some dimension of partiality. And I can only tell you that the Roman Empire very definitely sought to hide certain truths. Hey, and outlawed them that they should not be spoken. At the end of the day, my brother says, men, without those truths, there is none righteous, none made whole, none perfected, none certifiably faithful. Because their trust has been in just simply what was left by men. Most High gives His Spirit that you seek the greater truth, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lying, and teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Has that been the desire of the people, or have they just simply sought for what seems acceptable in a social misorder constructed by men? He said, Most High looked and saw none that does good, no, not one. That mean, my brothers and sisters, people are delivered from those who lead men astray, trusting in those who lead men astray into a multitude of damnations? Absolutely not. For in that they did not recognize the workers of iniquity. You see, these people devour my people like one that eats bread. Therefore, the scripture says there's going to come a time when the people shall be in great fear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, they'll learn to respect in them. When the true righteousness of Yah, even his righteous one, who reproves all the nations, revealed. When that one, my brothers and sisters, revealed, and all shall see him in this wayward generation. For though men have mocked the counsel of the humble soul, they have forgotten. And mocked the counsel of the humble soul. The humble soul will hearken to Yah, will not be proud because he's flattered by the rulers. Hey, how many realize that though men have mocked the counsel of the soul that's humble before Yah, how many have forgotten that Yah will still yet be his refuge? Remember what we said before, Yah saw that those who would depart from evil, who would turn toward righteousness and make themselves a prey. Most I saw there was no intercessor for those who would turn toward righteousness. Oh, Messiah said, and the scriptures say Messiah will come, my brothers, to lift up a standard against these enemies. Say, though you have mocked the counsel of the humble soul, remember that Yah will still be his refuge. Micah says in a time when, it says, trust not, meaning that there's going to be a whole lot of folks that men would call trustworthy, but knowing not the righteousness of Yah, I worthy in all things to be trusted. It says, now rejoice not over me, O my enemy, because I have fallen. It says, I will wait for the Most High, and he will lift me up. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? He says, consider this. Who, therefore, is it that out of Zion, since the Most High saw, none righteous, no, not one? It means they have to raise up a righteous one. Isaiah 41, who has roused up, raised up, stirred up this righteous one like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, revealing the light the world would obscure, that proves foolish the word of the kings. Who is out of Zion to give salvation to Israel to break the curses of man's trust and illusion? He said, in his day, Israel should rejoice. How about this, my brothers and sisters, should be happily together. I would say this, my brothers and sisters, woe to them who seek, but only for what is sufficient unto their own self-satisfaction. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, either man will seek for all the Most High has declared and seek diligently, or he'll be left to blindness. You don't make an oath unto the Most High. Seek part of his truth. Satisfactory to yourself. A testimony sacrifice satisfactory unto yourself or any man. You must seek the fullness of the Most High declared, for nothing less will the Most High be pleased with. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me one time in the midst of a very, I thought it was a deep inspection of the scripture, deep study. And I know I was getting information, being made privy to many secrets that not everybody finds. It's broad as the road. Many are the roads that lead to destruction. Narrow as the road leads to eternal life. Few they are that find it. I know I was being made privy to great secrets. But at the time, being quite, come on, even giddy about the truth I was finding, thinking that I was really, really digging. I heard the voice the Most High said to me these words. He said, either you seek for all my will, or you can stop right now. Wow. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now. Either we seek for all his will, or we swore a false oath. Yah is all that he is. And he wants the entirety of his word to appeal. For if everybody seeks a partial standard, there are still contentions and obstacles against the greater truth. It's still a matter of men exalting themselves rather than he. My brothers and sisters, a whole lot of folks are calling themselves believers, but don't even know what to believe. In fact, my brothers and sisters, most people have no idea who Messiah said he is and what he comes to do. And without preparation for that, my brothers and sisters, men are left in a cage, never even to have known it. Let's talk about this, my brothers and sisters, that we seek the fullness of the covenant is an absolute mandate, that we seek all the Most High spoken by the law and the prophets. It's an absolute mandate. How else do you see beyond all the false prophets who teach a fallen word? Think about it. For in a world wherein exists so much contradiction, wrought of hypocrisy, misrepresentation, differences, a world where exists so much contradiction, do less than seek all the holy word, my brothers and sisters, a blasphemous, insulting curse against the gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, and it's against what is the holy covenant? Everybody have everybody seeking according to their own self-satisfaction? Saying as they please Yah? Oh, the scripture says Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, according to all that's spoken by the prophets since the world began. And then when men ought to praise Yah, I did not say themselves, nor did I say those who have fashioned themselves to be called rulers. But my brothers and sisters, like so many pastors told me, they were not about what the Bible actually had to say, but learning a profession, to preside over a congregation, giving people what they want. Say that if people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. No, don't dare think that being subject to the treacherous, you are delivered. How do you know? You need to seek the word fully for yourself. asking the Most High to reveal to you those things. They'll make you one with he who he sends. They have the confirming seal of approval. Don't know what I'm talking about. Article, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. Son, my brothers and sisters, who that one is, Revelation 7:2, called the angel or the king, likened to the rising sun that has the seal, the confirming seal of the Most High, that will tell the world one day, you who are my witness, declare that it is true, to the destruction of all that is Babylon or that confuses mankind. Understand when Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Concern all the prophecies that have to do with that. Let it be found, my brothers and sisters, that you, your soul, has been truly desirous of all that Yah requires. Like I said, that we seek the fullness of the covenant, all the Most High said in the law of the prophets is an absolute mandate. When a worldwide man, let's just say where exists so much contradiction and hypocrisy, to do less is an insult. It's blasphemy. It's rebellion. It's revolt against the holy covenant. Or do you think that impurity brings forth the covenant with Yah? Do you confess as Messiah, Yeshua, as Lord, but does not seek the fullness of the testimony, and the word Lord even implies seeking for due for completion, peace, therefore salvation? Or do you say that maintain a multitude of afflictions, wounds, and divisions? Is deliverance? Well, to the gaping wounds against the healing, you say is salvation, healing? Really? Whoever said confesses Yeshua as Lord but not seeking the fullness of the testimony should not be counted blameless. And if they've sworn a false oath, even unto the names of blasphemy. Scriptures talk about those who swear or speak lies in the name of the Most High. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, Most High will send someone who says, wake, O sword, against my shepherds, the men that men have called his associates and his friends, pastors. Smite the shepherds, and the flock should be scattered. Most High wants the people, my brothers and sisters, refined and restored unto himself beyond every man's illusion. Where man did not seek the fullness of a covenant, my brothers and sisters, man has been without a covenant. For the covenant is a seeking for all his will. And I asked him, somebody asked, why did Yah not call this travesty, this treachery on man's part to his attention? How has a man been left in the wealth of his sin? Isaiah 65 says, people ask the question one day, why did Most High leave men in the power of their sins? It's because they were hardness of heart. Most High wants to tell you something and you don't refuse to listen. Did he say that you will still find the greater truths? That's not the covenant. Covenant is given in his fullness, but brothers and sisters, those remain diligent. Scripture said, Messiah will come, saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and have not turned back to rebellious way, meaning that is the feat of a very rare and precious one. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, about one time being lifted in the third heaven, being told some very precious things. And upon acceptance of those things, well, let's just say, I heard angels that said to me that basically they've been wanting to tell a lot of folks these things for a long time. But upon hearing them, men would not listen. It's catharsis for angels, my brothers and sisters, to release the truth to souls that show that they love it. How, my brothers and sisters, dare men believe that they be counted worthy to attain the truth if all they would do is lie against it or not seek all that is necessary to be in all things true to it? Think the Most High is acceptable, or let's just say will accept better, will count acceptable? Testimony of those who swear by his name but not in truth, nor in righteousness? He's just going to have to refine his people according to what he declared from the beginning, according to all the purity that stands upon that one foundation. But men did not seek the fullness of covenant without a covenant. Why did Yah not call this treachery on man's part, this hypocrisy on man's part, these illusions on man's part to his attention? The man was caught in the webs of his sin. Go back and look at Isaiah 59. Isaiah 65 again. Because men, when hearing, were less than faithful to a word. That's why. Hey, Scripture says, talks about many, because they fought against what the Most High promised to his people, Mount Zion. What is required if they become that people? And it means it requires they must be one beyond the standards of their rulers. It said because men were less than faithful with an absolute word. In other words, you find out your leadership is out of line. Hey, somebody needs to say something. Lest everybody there fall astray. But my brothers and sisters, always you get in that contention, who has the greater wisdom? My brothers and sisters, that's all the more reason to seek a fullness of a word so that when people come against you, you have a whole lot of words to relate over and over again and again. What is the premise that needs to be discerned by us all? Oppressed among Gentiles, a lot of folks say, well, we're among Gentiles, so it doesn't make any difference if we seek that greater truth. Hey, the book of Jacob calls that statement a lie. It said, we're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom. Let's realize that our perseverance and faith still must bring forth the perfect work. Scripture says, the ways of flesh, like the grass withers and the flower fading, when the Spirit of the Most High, the testimony of the Most High blows upon it, say all the ways after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, would pass away. He says we must seek to be single-minded, true to the Most High, perfect in all things, because the double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, well, the Most High doesn't want to see the kind of fall that occurred in the garden again. So my brothers and sisters, if oppressed among Gentiles, among nations, we say we should not speak the greater truths when we find them. And they have no obligation to cry aloud. We make a grave, grave mistake. Men, having forgotten the covenant, seeking comfort in their unsaved depravities, when there was no peace, my brothers and sisters, all so often, have not cried out for true restoration lest they find out where they have been in error. Scripture says the time, however, will come. Pray that you will hear me. Scripture says the time will come and all will see together. All eyes shall see the glory of Yah, the light beyond every illusion, beyond wherever it is men sought comfort after their own ideals. Say, who has stood up this righteous one like the rising sun who will bring this to bear? How do the few among the churches know anything about that? Do you find the truth and turn from it and become faithful? Scripture says, if a man sin willfully or turn toward false doctrine or lesser doctrine after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin. He's going to mean the Most High Messiah gave his life that you might attain to these greater truths and speak and uphold these truths. So if any man turn back, my soul shall have no delight in him. He said, if a man receives this greater truth and goes back after lesser doctrine, falling short, Scripture says, no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin. In other words, guess what? It is sin that you seek after a partial. It is sin when every man seeks after a partial and perverse doctrine. No more sacrifice for his sin is ready for the fire of the nation to consume the adversaries. It means he calls them adversaries who find the truth and act as if it need not be discerned. Ah, that we recognize Yah as one, true to all things he has declared. Loving our brother enough to seek that perfect truth for the good of us all is a mutual mandate for all and mutual obligation on the part of all who will be part of a covenant, name, title, and authority. A mutual responsibility in which we who are called unto the glory of Yah and for the blessing of the brethren, indeed, it's a covenant, my brothers and sisters. It's a mandate. It's required we all share. Or we should. No, we share. Woe to them who are deceived, seeking solace after vain illusions sold among the nations and among the churches. Their trust, what they've trusted will not be found. They have been a seeker to for divine solution. And not seeking for all the holy words to sort of prepare for, not seeking the holy words sort of prepare for the mutual deliverance of a people and to the hand of the righteous, the awaited one that he has spoken. My brothers and sisters, it's not true that one called the messenger of the covenant, that one called Shiloh unto whom the gathering of all the people shall be. My brothers and sisters, is that from all these denominations, they hide from you the idea about one unto whom the gathering of all people must be. If men be converted, how shall you be converted? converted unto some man's standard that hides the truth from you? Is that your salvation? Is that what you really believe? Brothers and sisters, think again. So many of my brothers and sisters think about their personal concept of salvation and want to exalt it. My brothers and sisters, if you're not concerned about the mutual salvation of people, all discerning from Yah, what is His law upon their minds and hearts. That, my brothers and sisters, in itself disqualifies man from being part of a covenant. It considers a man, my brothers and sisters, hateful and not a soul that genuinely loves. Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believed in Him might not perish. How about him who declared the greater testimony might not perish? How about, my brothers and sisters, the Most High only accepts an offering of peace, mutual peace? Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not hearken to the will of one who is that peace, who declared the fullness of that testimony, who declared the fullness of that covenant promise, who declared what makes Israel a mutual commonwealth of peace. Well, we're not hearkening to the fullness of that word, my brothers. How do they dare say they're part of a covenant? You're part of institutions out there who will deny these greater truths. You think that's a covenant with Yah, you need to consider and think again. Do men know and learn to revere the need to seek all the holy word? Men have been reaping from generation to generation, my brothers and sisters, perpetuation of various titles, generational, multi-generations, vicious cycles of their sins, and maintaining all these differences, my brothers and sisters, has only been a multitude of curses, damnations, not salvation, Most High with this, which Most High can never be pleased. They call it religious freedom that you maintain all these differences. Oh, okay, so Most High is going to be pleased with everybody maintaining their differences. Wow, refusing to listen to Him. Really, is that what you believe? My brothers and sisters, you need to ask yourself a question where you got that lie from. I have to tell it like it is. Being sinfully indiligent. My brothers and sisters' parents have passed down their complicity in the curses and the damnations of this world, the lies, the partiality, the perversion of this world that they've learned from their fathers, learned from society all around. They've just passed them down upon their children. And after foolish, partial doctrines of another, of others, trusting that Jesus just forgives them of what continues to cause offenses, believing that Yeshua is their Savior, their Lord, their Deliverer, while they still uphold to partial standards, blind to a robber's curse, my brothers and sisters, has only been a multitude of curses. To say that Yeshua is their Savior according to the doctrines of the Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, when the Most High told you. In fact, the Apostle Shaul, you say you consider these things masters over your faith as if that's all there is. You should expect and prepare yourself to understand the greater truth. Say you should be diligent that when the times of refreshing come, they will blot out men's misallegiances. Hey, you should be diligent that you prepare for that time. The scripture says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? Those weaned from the milk, drawn from the breast. In other words, hey, not prepared. Hey, never chewed upon, let's just say, some deep words. And yet they're ready to understand statements made and founded upon so many truths they've never heard. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, to whom should he teach knowledge? To whom should he make to understand the report? A lot of folks don't find out what the doctrine is they trusted in was. Like a cloth that is too short. A garment whose warp is grown weak and shown their nakedness. Insufficient for a man to wrap himself up in it. Insufficient to cover his shame. Scripture says, you remember you were baptized in Him. He said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world and not after Yah. So you must be led by Him. It says in Colossians 2. It says, beware lest any man after this world act as your judge regarding the things of the Most High. He said, if they're puffed up in their just their own, hey, puffed up in their vain, empty intellectual, after their intellectual powers, after their flesh, and they cause you to worship angels, and say you can be robbed of the hope of salvation. Give me just a moment here. I'm looking at something. And I may actually be able to give myself a little bit more time because I know I'm going to need it. I want to say a little bit more before this show is over through tonight. Okay, and hopefully what we got now is, hey, yeah, I'll give myself a little bit more time, thankfully. Okay, still a lot to say. Like I said, scriptures tell us, you robbed Yah, even whole nations. Your leaders have robbed Yah, even whole nations. The people have gone along with it. And that they've turned astray from the ordinances of the Most High and never told them about the one who must return as messenger of the covenant to reprove all the leaders. Look at Malachi 2:17 through 3 and 9. Scripture calls it robbery. Did you hear me? You wind up worshiping after rulers who deny you the true substance of those things the Most High has mandated must be done unto the remembrance of His word. And if they cause you to remember instead of the mandates that are His command and His word, but such pagan traditions like, what, Easter, Christmas, Sunday, ooh, some churches, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, and who knows what all else, Halloween. My brothers and sisters, what spirit have they compelled you to be a vessel of? So that when the Most High looks at you and he sees nothing but a remembrance of pagan antiquity, the things which he hates, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would be pleased with that? If you are so zealous for the lie that when he tried to tell you that you should turn from these things and you hold to them, like the scripture says in Isaiah 65, it says, when I called, you did not answer. I spoke, you did not listen. You say, I deliver you to the sword. I number you to the sword. You say, because, hey, you prepared feast tables to fortune and destiny, cared in many, truth in the number. It relates to the various pagan deities and institutionalities. You say, because you did this, you say, you forsook the Most High, so the Most High be pleased. You think again, my brothers and sisters. You say, he cries out all day with his hands outstretched to a people who have never known his authority, who say that they are holier than thou. Offering offerings after every heathen imagining you can count. So men say the Most High will be pleased. The scripture says men such as this are smoke all day in his anger. How shall men say they are saved and delivered from the wrath of Yah after such perversions as this? 45,000 denominations confessing the name of Yeshua or Jesus or anything else they say they call him. Only to pass down false authority curses when there's no deliverance beyond a negligent web of lies. Religious authorities riding complicit. I said religious authorities riding complicit to preserve a damning matrix that is international prison house illusions. My brother says none of this is salvation. Did you ever ask what you're bringing into this vicious cycle of imprisonment whereby men have been compelled in this society? There's nothing in this society that says that this licenses to lie should cease. You ever ask what you're bringing an end to this vicious cycle? Read Isaiah 48, 51st chapter. Read Isaiah 44 through the 46th chapter. Read 40, 41, 42, 43 of Isaiah. Scripture says the Most High is going to raise up someone to raise up a standard. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, the time is going to come that there will be no choice for man, except that he must hearken. He will no longer be able to ignore the truth. Because to ignore the truth, men will one day understand very quickly, is to incur upon yourself the quick wrath of the One Most High. He says he's going to dry up the rivers, dry up the pools, lay waste kingdoms. The men shall hearken to the voice of him whom he has sent. They didn't tell you that? Well, they didn't teach you the gospel. My brothers and sisters, man blinded by foolish, fallen, false status quo contrivance of men, desires to trust in false comfort, while left to false vows that leave men under curse, unto a multitude of curses, under this Jesus fabrication. partiality is established by men. I didn't say that Yeshua didn't exist. I'm just telling you that that scripture in Revelation talks about one like horn, having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon. That's that Jesus that they told you somehow accepts everybody's corruptions, who forgives everybody's lies against him, that says that in your trust and lies against him, you have faith to be delivered from being a liar. Oh, come on, people. Think again. The idea of old is that you trust in a Savior to deliver you from your misconceits, to show you the truth you did not know. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, they told you that the way of salvation is among your various churches that hide the truth, as if to say that if you look beyond them, well, I had, heaven help us. I had listened to one stupid pastor. I remember some 30 years ago. He said, well, you speak again. This was his word. I'm seeing if I can. Why do I want to emulate that even for a moment? But he said, when you speak against the pastor, that's blasphemy. The man didn't even know how to say blasphemy. Let me tell you something. If the pastor's a damn liar, the pastor's a damn liar. Do you say the pastor's true and Yah's a liar? Let me tell you something. The half-truth is a lie of people up on fine, faulty foundations that they don't see what's necessary to get out of the pit. If the pastor says they're teaching you paths, they say they teach you a way not to fall short, but they teach you upon faulty foundations, even if they teach you upon truth upon a faulty foundation that you don't understand that truth, guess what? They cause you to twist that word. And believe me, they read out of that book all the time, having predisposed you to believe faulty perceptions. And the end result has not been your deliverance. I've heard pastors talking about the scripture saying Messiah said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, compelling people to believe that if they never know what they do, it's okay. You don't know that you're being misled, and you say that's okay. You don't know that you never were taught the truth. Messiah would have you, most time would have you to know. You say that's okay. Think again. Think again. Many have trusted that they are constantly forgiven, as if there's no repercussion for their offenses, their lies, their transgression, their partialities, their hardness of heart, their rebellion, and their revolt against the true knowledge of covenant, as if no great damage is done by these misrepresentations against the hope of the people. Like I said, people just say, as long as I'm forgiven, does that make a difference what the repercussions of what I do are? Really? As long as I'm forgiven, as long as I'm saved, they say, hey, all the things that I do that mislead folks, hey, I'm forgiven of them. And wait a minute, when did that get the lie to the heart of those around you say you love? I know there's a whole lot of pastors out here who know doggone good and well what they're preaching is lies, and they preach those lies and before their congregations, even in the midst of their own families. But I have run into a few pastors' children who admit that their parents told them that they were teaching lies and it was just about a dollar. But what kind of disillusionment is that for a child? So in other words, these men are saying that they will teach lies and sell men's souls. A personal dollar and say that somehow that's okay because they did some good. But at the end of the day, what about the shock of so many souls to find out they were damned? I will never know life. Is there nothing wrong about that? Really? Is that what people believe? Heaven help us. Man deceiving himself is passing down a confused conundrum of depravities, not the word of saving truth. In fact, scripture says that once man turned away from the knowledge of the truth and the false rulers preside in your churches, I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians, men learning to love lies, not having a love for the truth, preferring unrighteousness, preferring less than the fullness of the truth, lest they recognize their sins. Scripture says that vicious cycle of lives will continue until Shiloh come, because the Most High has the one that he knows will be faithful, tried, precious, and found true. The hearkening and hearing the truth will maintain it, will not turn back. And the Scripture says that one will bring salvation to Israel. Dare men say that something less is worthy to do so? Blessed is the day when the curse of vicious cycle of damnations is lifted. Blessed is the day, like I said, remember I told you about how, like I said, everybody confessing the name they think is holy, preserving their contentions from generation to generation, under the authority of other, not Yah, blaspheming and insulting the authority of him who says that he is all that he is. Blessed be the day when my brothers and sisters, this curse is lifted by faith in one who Yah has declared, and all eyes shall see it, and every one should know it. Blessed that day, my brothers and sisters, Most High reveals the one he has promised to send. Blessed when the covenant restored shall never again depart from the mouths of our people, nor our descendants, descendants for thee forever. And the only way that can be, my brothers and sisters, that every single one of us granted the opportunity unto remembrance, seeks diligently that nothing the Most High declared ever be forgotten. It's going to pass in that day, my brothers and sisters, those who will not seek all the fullness of a covenant shall be given over to the righteousness of the sword. Cut off, my brothers and sisters. Silence. The Scripture says, no more to be counted a distraction among the people. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand that right now you confess the name of the Most High as Lord. It means you asking him to show you what is necessary not to fall short of the mark. Never presuming unto yourself that you are the master, but allowing him to reveal himself to you, that you not be found falling short. For whoever would establish a standard, not consider it what Yah has declared, is counted not a friend, but an enemy. Like I said, Yah had looked diligently. Souls among men that would be faithful. And I'm going to tell you, Yah would not be insulted to just speak forever to the inattentively disrespectful audience. There's a lot of scriptures said again and again, my brother and sister, the Most High turned his face from man that men could not see him. A lot of folks might not like that. Say, yea, truth is head, understanding is part of the mind. That's what it really says in Isaiah 59. It says, Isaiah 45, it says, Messiah is one. It says, they will never say when they realize they did not know, how much they did not know. He says, surely thou, Holy One, that hidest thyself. Even as for a long time, men thought they were wise, but the Most High hid from them salvation. Why? Because guess what? Not the Lord, Most High didn't want to speak it. It's just people weren't willing to hear it. If men don't handle the word rightly, and they only take his words to corrupt them, you say, why should I speak them to you at all? That wasn't the covenant. I want you to hear something, my brothers, I want you to understand something. Scripture says we must hearken to him at 12:15 Hebrews, lest we be found short of his grace. Short of the opportunity, even access unto wisdom. Isn't it time we understand best, better? Scripture says, you turn around and ask the question, how then should we find the way? Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You may come to the Father, but by him. He didn't say after the will of another. He said, the spirit of truth, the will will not receive. Those who want to come after another way or believe a multitude of different ideals are still wise. He said, the spirit of truth, the testimony of truth. How about disciples to sit unto the truth? They will not receive. My brothers and sisters, it's always been true that if man is going to awaken to what is the reality, hey, you find something in those scriptures, and you should be seeking diligently in those scriptures. That's an obligation. You find some of those scriptures that the world ignores, guess what? You still got to deal with it. You still got to accept it. How else will people be made complete? Shema, to declare fully a word that all recognize Yah as one of the mutual obligation. How shall men find a way? Some people say they expect a spectacle among the clouds, or a message my brothers and sisters? Which one? Is it a spectacle from the clouds? Let me tell you, clouds are considered a message. A message, you know, should men expect a spectrum from the clouds or a message from on high that rebukes every lie? How should you recognize that message that rebukes every lie? If you haven't sought the truths that rebuke the half-truths. Partialities after which men have been imprisoned for mindscapes of treacherous rulers. How should you discern beyond false prophets who teach a partial word unless you seek the greater word yourself? Do you think you found worthy to find these greater truths, where if you find something that transcends your denomination, you're still satisfied and turn around and say, oh, well, hey, well, I put it to you this way. A guy I knew that could show him that, for instance, the symbol of the cross is pagan. Not part of the early church at all. Roman bishop came up with the idea in the 4th century. Symbol to the pagan god Tammuz, T. Show him that it's pagan. He said it didn't make any difference to him because it works for him. In other words, it makes people think that he's a righteous guy. That guy's in prison right now. And not because he was scrupulous. In other words, he was saying that if the illusion works for him, that's good enough. But he wears a symbol that he says would pronounce to the world that he's supposedly a faithful believer. Most High, with such thing, my brothers and sisters, cannot be pleased. Scripture says you seek diligently for knowledge that, say those who have done good works, 12th chapter of Daniel, shall understand. Scripture says those who have sought him diligently in the night, Isaiah 26, says shall understand. Why is everybody just thinking they got to understand? And there's a lot of precepts that are in their minds. But if you start telling them about some greater truths, the Messiah comes, like the scripture says in Isaiah 49, saying, from the body of my mother they made mention of my name, one whom the Most High shall anoint on earth. First thing they want to tell you is all the lies they've heard from pastors. Tell you that he comes in the clouds, and the word there means he comes with a testimony from on high. Clouds are the messengers telling people, let's just say about the things the Most High has planned on high, they should know how to work. That's what they meant of old. Come in the clouds, a message of high, great power and authority, that whoever will not hearken to it found falling short. But they'd rather you believe that you trust in one king after a multitude of differing testimonies. Scripture says it comes upon swift clouds. How about a swift testimony, Isaiah 19, that the social coalescence, the heart, hey, what has kept certain nations viable and shall melt away? One scripture says when the truth is known, the cities and the nations fall. It means there's a testimony you should prepare for, that when the opportunity to transcend the iniquities of man come, that you hearken to it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the man had been truly diligent. When you found the secret city prophecies to turn away from, is that acceptable? You find what is the expectation of Shiloh, the gospel of Shiloh. Do you turn away from it? Do you expect in so doing the Most High will call you acceptable, or will call you an adversary? Realize this certainty. There's no restoration of a covenant but in the diligent expectation of him, or diligent expectation and preparation for him whom Yah has appointed, that all might be humbled. That every mouth, every false mouth may be silenced. Our brothers and sisters, before him whom Yah has appointed, that must appear. And that Yah has declared that and decreed must be raised up for the waking and the blessing of his people. No less a testimony, my brothers and sisters, can or will ever be peace. Most High has promised it through the will. The testimony of one. If they didn't tell you about that, it's because they want to see keep you subject to a multitude of differences. The one didn't want to tell you that one comes to reprove all your leaders. they didn't find that appropriate for their agendas. It means their agenda was not your salvation, but your damnation. What men have long forgotten, men must remember. Nothing else is a covenant but the divine expectation of exceeding reproof that comes from the Most High himself, when all that he declared from the beginning, all that God envisioned from the beginning. Like I said before, God's not sworn a covenant against his covenant. The word for new covenant they got down there actually is a word that means you seek the restoration of a covenant. That word for new means something made like new before all the corruptions, the intrusions of man came to enter. The times have fallen away. Men have been fatally flattered to death after falsehoods, misrepresentations, trusting there was entrusting amongst doctrines and denominations, leadership was no place clean. The men desire knowing there was no salvation until the messenger of the covenant would come. In other words, get my point. The man desire to believe since the falling away. If you really examine the scripture closely, when close enough, you realize the falling away when they murdered some millions in those first centuries to silence the voices of those who were true. Read that article on my website, Tribulation 7365 AD, and understand what I'm talking about. Scriptures talk about once they murdered off all the saints of old, do people really believe the murderers who silenced and destroyed the vessels of truth should now be called the flasks of salvation? You really believe that? Scripture says once those intrusions come in, man trusting in his rulers, not seeking forms beyond it all. Scripture says that lie will continue to destroy men's souls until Messiah himself comes to expose the pretense. 2 Thessalonians 2 says that Isaiah 11 is latter-day prophecy. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that knows that the only hope of your salvation now till Shiloh appears in absolution is that you expect and seek diligently for a righteousness beyond all your rulers, so that when you find the greater truths, you must uphold it and not be stagnated by any means by pride in what is still a lack of knowledge. Most High told me that I can look up in the sky and say, start being one, starts glowing. He said, keep growing. He said, beyond the end of anything and all that I see, he said, there's only another beginning. He said, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know or think is sufficient, what they don't know. When men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High declared, is not wisdom, is not fullness, is not salvation, is not deliverance, is not humility at all. The rulers and all the people, my brothers and sisters, desire to know the ancient and this ancient expectation. And because of it, my brothers and sisters, men have forgotten the expectation is the only hope of their deliverance. Like I say, if you believe that a multitude of partial stands will deliver you, that was never discipleship under Yah. That means you were somebody else's stooge. Just the way it is. Time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. As the scripture says it this way, at least the way it's written in Aramaic. He said, but all because all the wisdom that Yah had given, because for all the wisdom Yah had given, how about all these wisdom from the law of the prophets? So it has not been enough for the world to know, come to know Yah as he is. Everybody wants to interpret everything different. Hey, carnal eyes and ears still will not see the glory of that which Yah's plan for those who love him. Isaiah 64 talks about, oh, the Most High will come down and shake the mountains, shake the heavens, men might revere his name. The men recognize that they have been delivered into the power of their sins. Say, therefore, please, Yah, I will tell you what it really means. That by what seeming to men was foolishness, to offer men salvation if they would believe in the gospel, a word that the whole world has sought to deny, therefore discerning his precious ones. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, where a whole lot of these truths are in your Bible. And as my brothers and sisters, those who believe those exceeding truths that the whole world denies, that will exceed the various rulers who keep you damned. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, it's time to see the reality. All that Yah would have directly revealed unto the souls of men. You need to ask a question. Like I said, for all that Yah would have directly revealed unto the souls of men, man's dispositions after desire for complicity with worldly status quo and esteem of men. Like I said, one scripture says in Isaiah 49, 48, it says, I knew surely you would lie. Have constrained carnal minds. Our brother says, even to the time Most High said that he would declare again the truth. In other words, he says, because you despised his word and trusted in oppression, he said in Isaiah 30. Because you swore by his name, but not in truth, not seeking all righteousness, desired to be pleasing before men. Hey, scripture says it was a long time that he hid his face. Hey, Isaiah 8 chapter says, the Most High will finally speak to his precious one, his chosen one, saying, hey, don't call a confederacy what these people call a confederacy. Don't call a covenant what these people call a covenant. Sanctify the Most High himself. He is your Holy One. He is your say of salvation. Scripture says that one will be a rock of stumbling to both the houses of Israel, to all the world, because he discerns the truth. My brothers and sisters, the whole world ignores, and many will stumble at the hearing of his words, not quick to just accept them. But my brothers and sisters, Scripture says when he binds all the testimony and seals all the law, the men should see the consummate word. Say, well, we're not hearken to reckon according to that consummate word. He said, they're the children of darkness and not light, having no light, no pure word in them. My brothers and sisters, a multitude of partial standards have constrained carnal minds not to see all that Yah required needs to be seen. And men less than faithful to seek the whole truth has left men, as Scripture says, none complete. So they looked in the last days to see if there were any that understood they need to seek Yah, who understood they need to look beyond the rules who fatally flatter them. He said, folks have all gone astray. And my brothers and sisters, many think that they're looking beyond the rulers, but like I said, upon a faulty platform, not knowing what to look for, how can you ever become stable? Most High said he promised, however, in the latter days that he would send one that he established upon a firm foundation, who would have to admit himself that for a long time he had trusted in the vanities of men, but now Yah has granted him renewed strength. Read Isaiah 49, read Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. Read Isaiah 41. I mean, how about Isaiah 45? It says, surely shall one say, the Most High have our righteousness and strength, and by him, pay in the name of the Most High, shall all Israel be justified. How about corrected justly, even unto divine glory? But if they didn't teach you those things, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel, because they turn around and tell you that when Messiah comes, hey, he's just going to accept whatever people said. They tell you as they prepare you and all their difference for his coming, as if the Most High is schizophrenic, as if he was insane, multiple personalities. They tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they cause you to worship a devil. Men have confessed Messiah, they say, as their Lord and their Savior, but they didn't ask to be made whole in all things. Some lies that a lot of folks want to hold on to because of the institutions of man. They confess him as Lord, but they don't comprehend that confession unto him as Lord meant in the full context of what it means in full context. It requires that men discern what Scripture say, righteousness as of old and former years, even discern of those things that this present generation cannot reveal because they don't exist in the conscience of this present generation. Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Holy Spirit then, my brothers and sisters, restores the mind, the truth that the ancient faithful souls did know. My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks feel like, hey, I had one pastor say, tell me, hey, how many folks you think are going to get that? In other words, if most folks are not going to get that, he said it wasn't necessary. Scripture said, Messiah comes to restore the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. Do they dare say that that's not necessary? Yeah, they may become one with the Messiah. Confess Yeshua as Lord, to confess him as restore. Consummate pure testimony of Yah is foretold from the beginning. The awaited one. It made him not discern for what cause they should be waiting for him. Shame. The word for Lord down there, the word they put down there in your English text, but the word means the Kurdi, the righteous one. One who will judge man according to all that is the fullness of righteous judgments. One who is the messenger of the covenant, who will restore the fullness of the covenant. And a whole lot of folks say they haven't needed the Kurdi. Don't even know what that's about because they got Jesus. Heaven help us. Brothers and sisters, Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. That is the Kurdi. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that's the one in Scripture says will judge every man as his work shall be. So if you add to the word, you add damnation to your soul, you take anything away, you take away your opportunity toward eternal life. That means that Messiah comes not as one that will sanction the perversions and the pollutions of man, but as one, my brothers and sisters, will only count righteous those who seek the fullness of a word. Shame. They say they don't need the Kurdi. Don't even know what the Kurdi is. Because they've been taught a polytheist Christ. Christ is a Greek word, my brothers and sisters. Compliant with Greco-Roman agape. Hearts being indiscriminately open to every manner of perversion. Agape, agape. Think about it. They can never love an absolute. That's the love of a multitude of differences, contentions, curses, divisions, Babylon, damnation, rather than salvation. Only being true to the pure, perfect will of one is your salvation, brothers and sisters. All these separations are damnation by definition. What law do you think it is that you must
90
overcome?
90 seconds.
It's the flaw of indiligence. The flaw of believing that the Most High counts viable a multitude of differences. That flaw, brothers and sisters, that denies the Holy Name must be overcome. The entire premise of what this world presently calls Christianity, my brothers and sisters, if rationally examined, can be dismissed as utterly
inviolable,
since it doesn't bring forth peace and agreement. Amos 3 talks about how that agreement shall come. It talks about the destruction of a city that will warn a world. That Israel must first be reproved beyond all his sins, all the divisions that are there among people who call upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth or in righteousness. Revelation 7 talks about how he must restore the 12 tribes of Israel, be a light to the world. Who believe the true report, my brothers and sisters, the Most High counts worthy unto repentance, pleasing and appeasing. It's time we understand the real, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the real. A lot more I would have said concerning this, but hey, limitation of 2 hours. Believe it or not, the time has gone by
ten
that quick.
Seconds.
I can only say I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near, to his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. May Yah compel us all to seek beyond the inconsistencies of the flesh, the power by the power and the testimony of his one spirit.
You got the word to change a nation, but you're biting.